Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. And you might want to get up off the couch for this next segment. A new study led by Duke University analyzed over 100 foam samples from upholstered furniture around the country and found potentially toxic, cancer-causing chemicals in most of them. Sarah Jansen, senior scientist for health at the National Natural Resources Defense Council, sent in a sample of her couch and got the results. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks for having me.
So first, this study published yesterday in the journal Environmental Science and Technology found that 85% of the samples were treated with chemical flame retardants. What was in your couch and why do we need to be worried about this?
Well, that's right. My couch was purchased here in California, where we're the only state that actually has a flammability.
We just lost Sarah. So call in if you have concerns about what's in your couch. We are looking at the study here about how flame retardants could be causing potentially cancer, could be affecting brain development in kids. And we're looking at how much is too much and what we know, what we don't know, and why these flame retardants ended up in couches to begin with. Sarah, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not sure what happened. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. So let's back up a little bit. You sent in a sample of your couch. What was in it?
My couch had a chemical called chlorinated tris, which we've known about since the 1970s when it was banned from children's pajamas, because even then we knew that it might cause cancer. And the problem is that it was banned from kids' pajamas, but it was never banned from any other use. So it's perfectly legal right now for that chemical to be in my couch. But I have to say it's pretty outrageous and really pretty scary.
Why? What does chlorinated tris, what are the problems with it? Why was it banned in children's pajamas to begin with?
In the mid-1970s, it was discovered that chlorinated tris could damage DNA. And later studies have linked it to cancer, especially in laboratory animals. And that the result of all of those studies together have resulted in this chemical being listed on California's Proposition 65 list. That means that if I were to buy my couch today in California, it would have to come with a label that says something to the effect of this product contains chemicals known to the state of California to cause cancer.
So California is central in this because the flame retardants are in the couches to begin with because of a law that was passed there in the 1970s, right?
That's correct. We have a unique flammability standard for furniture. The flammability standard doesn't require the use of chemicals, but the cheapest and easiest way to meet that standard has been to add literally pounds of these chemicals to our furniture. I calculated that my couch alone has over a pound of this cancer-causing chemical, chlorinated tris.
So how much is too much? One of the things the industry groups, chemical industry groups have said is that this study, you know, does not say how much it causes health problems. Does a pound in your couch lead to cancer? How do we know?
Well, I don't think we can really answer that question. Of course, I'm not exposed just to the chemical in my couch. I'm exposed, and so is everyone else, to a soup of chemicals every single day. The problem is that most chemicals have never been thoroughly tested for their impacts on human health. And so while chlorinated tris seems to be on its way out, it's being phased out of use in furniture, the flammability standard is going to result in additional chemicals, new chemicals being used to replace this chemical. And that's one of the findings of this study, that we're increasingly seeing unknown chemicals, chemicals we haven't seen before, things that have never been tested are showing up now in our furniture. And we can look at the structure of those chemicals and be very concerned about their potential impacts on health just because of the way that they are designed. They look like other chemicals that are known to cause harm.
So how does sitting on a couch, how do you get exposed to these chemicals? You sit on upholstered furniture. This is in the foam. So how does that actually get into our bodies?
It's a great question. The way it gets into our house dust and into our bodies is because these chemicals evaporate very slowly out of the foam, and they like to attach to dust particles. So we're being exposed through our house dust. California homes and actually houses across the country have measurable levels of all of these flame retardants in our house dust. And we either inhale that dust, you know, when you sit down, there might be a little poof of dust that might be that might come up from the couch, or the dust settles in our homes, and then we pick it up on our hands. If we eat on our couch, we might be ingesting it. If you have a toddler who's crawling around on the floor, they might pick it up on their hands and put it in their mouth. So primarily, we're being exposed through our house dust. But the widespread use of these chemicals, not just in California, because the other finding of this study is that couches across the country are now being saturated with these chemicals, is that all of us are being contaminated with them, and it's resulting in environmental contamination as well. So our food chain is also being contaminated with these chemicals.
And you point out that some of these chemicals are being phased out, but I know in my family we have couches that have been passed down by generations. So Bob and Rego Park, you have a question. What do you do if you think your couch could have some of these chemicals? Bob, what's your question?
Yeah, my question is this, since there's probably hundreds of millions of couches and upholstery, can I cover my couch with polyester or some kind of plastic so even though the dust comes out, is there a way of safely preventing this, even though you have this toxin that's going to kill you in your house?
Yeah. Actually, I think the best way to really reduce exposure to these chemicals is to be a smarter house cleaner. And that is to really just try to keep the dust levels in your home at a minimum. And when you're vacuuming, to use a vacuum cleaner that has a HEPA filter so you avoid kicking up the dust particles. When you're mopping, use a damp mop, not a broom, which would also kick up dust particles, and use a damp cloth for surface dusting so that the dust particles adhere to the cloth and don't get kicked up into the atmosphere. I don't think that a plastic cover will work just because these chemicals evaporate, and so they're going to evaporate through the plastic as well, and then they attach to the dust particles that are on the outside. You know, the really good news about all of this is that hopefully next summer we're going to start to be able to replace our couches with safer, non-toxic, chemical-free versions, which are still going to be fire safe. And that's because California is about to update this flammability standard, which is, as you know, over 35 years old and is really outdated and actually has never been shown to be effective in promoting fire safety. So I'm hoping to replace my couch next summer when this new flammability standard goes into effect.
So we've been talking a lot about couches, but what's included in upholstered furniture? What are we talking about? Are we talking about mattresses where we spend 8 hours a day?
Mattresses fall under a different standard, but we're talking about things like your recliner, your ottoman, anything that has a cushion and that is used for seating. However, we know from other studies done by the same group that anything that contains polyurethane foam, including children's products like a bassinet, changing pad, strollers, nursing pillows even, that are made with polyurethane foam have been found to have these chemicals in pretty high levels. And again, no reason for them to be there. It's just the way that the polyurethane foam has been manufactured.
So what should consumers look for if they're looking for a stroller? Is there a word that says TRIS-free? Or what? How do we know whether these chemicals are showing up in the things we're going out to buy?
Yeah, there's really no easy way to avoid them. There is no labeling requirement. In California, there is a label that says the couch will meet this flammability standard. But I think one of the important findings of this study was that even when there wasn't a label on the couch, if it was bought outside of California, the couch still was likely to have flame retardant chemicals in it. So
okay.
Really, I think the key is to avoid polyurethane foam if you can. If you're not sure, contact the manufacturer. Tell them that you don't want these chemicals in the product. Some manufacturers
We're going to have to leave it there. Sarah Jansen, Senior Scientist for Health at the Natural Resources Defense Council. She's one of the participants in that Duke study of chemicals in couches. I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. Stay with us.